Hey. Hey there, stranger. No, you shouldn't recognize me. No one ever does. But you can figure out why. Why is a skinny, pale girl strolling into your room like she owns it? Look around. Think it through. Remember what just happened? Not a pleasant memory, is it? But you've got to realize the truth yourself. It'd be pretty tactless for me to barge in and paint "You're dead" on the wall in blood. Yeah, that's right. You're dead. Can't be that surprising, can it? I mean, if you remember what you were just doing. It's fine if you don't want to talk about it. Lots of people do. You won't believe how many just flat out refuse to believe it, and I have to go back over the ending with them, moment by fatal moment. But if you're happy to just accept it, that's fine too. No, I suppose happy isn't the right word. Can I sit down on the bed? I promise I won't bite. I know the goth girl thing is a little creepy, but if I wore a sundress and put my hair in pigtails, I'd just be obnoxiously ironic. So, anything you do want to talk about? Why is it so weird for death to want to talk? Most people, they're just tired. Old or sick, they're ready to move on. My siblings are all weird as hell and don't even try getting interesting conversation out of angels. They just sing at you louder like they're trying to drown you out. Sorry. You seem to be more interested in me than what's just happened to you, which is... Look, if you're ready to go, I'm here to help. What are you moving on to? That'd be giving the game away, wouldn't it? Look, whatever you see in the movies, I'm not here to answer the big questions. I'm just the girl by the grave. My name? See, I knew you were interested in me. Death doesn't get names, just appellations. But it's nice to meet you nonetheless. Still staring at me? Come on, dude, I'm not that pretty. The girls with heartbeats, they're the ones to hit on. Oh. You died a virgin. Sorry. I should have picked up on that from the start. That really bothers you, huh? It's not dying that's the tragedy. It's everything you missed out on. All the pleasures and pains you'll never feel. Do you mind if I just put an arm around your shoulder? I promise not to zap you into a skeleton or anything. It's not actually a tragedy, you know? Missing out on everything, even something as great as sex. Sure, it feels awful now. It is awful from where you're sitting. But after death, you understand your life. You're Telos, if you speak Greek. You know those 3D magic eye drawings? From most angles, they're just a bunch of dots and scribbles. But if you put your head in just the right place, cross your eyes for long enough, the whole picture comes together, and it's so damn cool you want to drop the book. Soon enough, everything's gonna come together, and you're going to realize that all that misery was worth it. I'm not selling anything. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to do anything for me, dude. You're already dead. I'm just saying, I know how this goes. Life is short and cruel for you, and over. But believe me, it's not pointless. Everything that haunts you now, everything that led to this, those dots are going to turn into one hell of a picture. Yeah, I know it doesn't help much now. Maybe I give the same speech to sinners going downstairs to the char grill. Maybe all that's coming is oblivion, and I'm just trying to make it easier for you to let go. But even if those are true, at least I'm here for you. That's my job. I'm here for you at the very end. And you're staring at my tits. Oh, look at you blush. Wish I had some blood to do that with. No, I'm not offended. I'm hardly an unattractive cosmic manifestation of entropy. You need to work on your game, though. I've had my armor on you for quite a while now, and you haven't even gone for a reciprocal hand around my skinny little waist. There you go. You really are cute when you're embarrassed. Honestly, with a cute girl smiling up at them like this, pressing against their side, this is where most guys would go in for the kiss, right? Yeah, I guess I am acting a bit out of character. Normally I'm a little more distant, but you aren't the only one who's had a rough day. There's a lot of suffering in the universe. Too much by half. And I have to see all of it, because it's my job to end it. So maybe I need a little comfort right now. Maybe we could both use just a few moments of comfort. Do that again. It's been a long time since I've done that, but I think we both did a pretty good job. Sorry if my lips are too cold. Say, could you try breathing into me a little? I know I'm deader than disco, but you died so young. Maybe some of those lost years can warm me up a little, you know? That feels good. It feels really good. I forgot how good this felt. It's not the sort of thing I'm meant to. Can I touch you a little more? You know, down there? I'd love it if you just held me. Move your hands along me while I do. While I'm leaning my head against your chest and taking out your cock. Really? A virgin? I can't believe you wasted such a perfect fucking... Oh, sorry. Not ready to laugh about it yet. I get it. Hey, listen. You might have died a virgin, but you're still going to get your cock sucked. Fuck. That got you even harder. This really is a great cock, you know? I'm just stroking it. Feeling you pulse through that vein along the top. It almost makes me wish I had a heartbeat. Can you kiss me one more time? Maybe play with my breasts a little? And just make my mouth a little warmer so it feels better for you. Mm. Now, forget about answers to the big questions. This is how I'll comfort you. Sorry, I'm not an expert at this. But I'll try and make up with enthusiasm. Because I need this. Maybe more than you do. Nothing more alive than a willing tongue wrapping around a hard cock. So fucking hard. Run your hands through my hair. Reach down my back and feel me. Wish you had 1,000 hands. I wish I had 1,000 tongues. Every inch of you. Need it all. It's okay. I'm here with you. And I need you. I need your fucking cock pushing against my throat. I'm gonna try and take all of you with me. Can you hold my neck? Feel your own cock bulging my throat from the inside. I might need a little more practice at that. But you want to come already, don't you? No, it's okay. It's wonderful. You want me. And I love that. I love being needed almost as much as I need you. I do need you, you know? Without life, there couldn't be death. Every one of you, from the stillborn children to lonely virgins dying young, you're my beginning and my end. My own Tullus. My soulmate. And it's only fair that I give you release, as well as peace. I want you inside me, even deeper. Is that okay? Do you want to finish like that? Stop letting me hold you at the edge, and tumble over as you push into me. I want to give that to you. I don't know if I'll be as good as a real human girl, let alone one who's actually alive. Let me sit on your lap. Let me kiss you. Taste you a little more. While we lift up my skirt. No. Death doesn't wear panties. Maybe I like to tease you when I walk over your graves. I so want you to finger the life back into me. Make me explode with light like your hissing Fiat Lux in my ear, but your beautiful bulging cock is seconds from coming, isn't it? It's so hot knowing that I do that to you. Knowing just what my lips in your ear, kissing your cheek, touching your lips, do to you. So let's give you the release you need. Give me your cum. Give me everything. Oh, fuck. Your cock head is brushing against the lips of my pussy. I really hope this feels good for you. I just want you to love it. I just want you to be able to rest. Fuck, that feels so fucking hot. I'm sinking down. I'm sliding down over your cock. Feeling you stretching my tight little hole. Every inch of you. Fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm clamping down. I can't help it. Through me, oh, like starlight after the bang. Just lean against me now. Stay inside me. Rest your head on my shoulder. My arms around you. It's all right. It's all going to make sense soon. You don't even need to cross your eyes to see the picture. Just feel your warm cum heating up my body. Your cock hugged by my tightness. My arms around you. It's all about to make sense. You are needed.